Celebs rejoice over House impeachment vote, TikTok, motherfucker. By David Ng on December 18, 2019. Hollywood elites celebrated their version of Christmas on Wednesday as the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Donald Trump along mostly partisan lines. With Democrats passing the two articles of impeachment brought by the House Judiciary Committee. A slew of far-left celebrities including Rob Reiner, Alyssa Milano, and Michael Moore gloated over the proceedings, calling President Trump criminally corrupt and a motherfucker. They also denigrated the Republican Party for being filled with white men. Filmmaker Michael Moore said he gained access to the House gallery to watch the proceedings in person. Congress is about to impeach a lawless, criminal president, the Bowling for Columbine director tweeted. Filmmaker Rob Reiner labeled Trump the most criminally corrupt president in our nation's history. Actress Alyssa Milano said that even though the House voted the way she wanted, the process has left her sad and heartbroken, because the bigotry supposedly unleashed by Trump can't be erased with this vote. Earlier in the day, Milano wrote that any member of Congress who does not vote to impeach President Trump would be guilty of dereliction of duty. Actress Patricia Arquette tweeted that President Trump has run a corrupt administration. Jack Ryan and House of Cards actor Michael Kelly lashed out at the Republican Party, calling it a party of white men. Actress Mia Farrow called President Trump the most corrupt president of my lifetime. Comedian Mike Birbiglia called President Trump a tax-evading, pussy-grabbing, fake billionaire. He also wrote in a tweet, "We wish you a good impeachment." Actress Meredith Salinger, pictured, left, the second wife of Patton Oswalt, shared a photo of herself in a t-shirt reading TikTok, motherfucker. Her The Journey of Natty Gann co-star John Cusack, pictured, right, compared the GOP to a death cult in a bizarre, rambling missive. Former talk show host Rosie O'Donnell expressed religious sentiment in her reaction. Charlie's Angels, 2019, director Elizabeth Banks echoed the holiday-style celebration of several Washington Post reporters. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.